Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
IDW sees layoffs. IDW's Scott Dunbier starts new comic book publisher. Oni announces new hires and promotions. This is Comic Book Club News for April 9, 2024. Despite good news for IDW in the form of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles' resurgent sales dominance, the publisher has been hit with multiple layoffs. The news was reported by ICV2, with the layoffs impacting two editors, the company's chief operating officer, Amber Huerta, and two others. One of the editors listed was Kristen Simon, who managed the publisher's original graphic novels, collected editions, and new initiatives. The latter is particularly surprising, as collected editions like TMNT The Last Ronin have been making waves in bookstore sales over the past year. These five layoffs are in addition to the company losing special projects editor Scott Dunbier, who left the company before the layoffs began, and more on him in a second. This isn't the first time IDW has been hit with restructuring in the past few years. And despite seeing improvements in the fiscal quarter ending last October, the company lost $4.9 million over the course of the fiscal year in total. More on this as it develops. Hey, more developed! Since Dunbier left IDW last week, the comic book industry has been abuzz with what he would do next. Against all reason, it seems to be starting a comic book company. Dunbier announced this news in a Facebook post saying, quote, "First, let me once again thank everyone for the incredible support I have received since announcing I would be leaving IDW Publishing after 16 years. It was a tough choice. In the past 29 years, I have had two jobs, first at Wildstorm Productions, later DC Wildstorm, and then at IDW. I do not make changes like this lightly. A couple of things I would like to say. Leaving IDW was my decision alone. I will always have a soft spot for the company that has been my home for so long. I will miss most of my former co-workers a great deal. The work they do is outstanding, and I care enormously for them. But it was time to go. As of today, I am excited for the future. I have decided to do something that may be a bit crazy. I will be starting my own publishing company. I will not yet speak directly about my publishing plans or even divulge the name of my company. In the weeks to come, I will be filing paperwork to create it, and I will periodically update via social media. My goal is to announce my first books, assuming things go as planned, at San Diego Comic-Con in July. So there you go. After seeing how profitable things could get at IDW, he's decided to, man, I don't know. Anyway, good luck, Dunbier. You're gonna need it. While IDW is seeing contractions, Oni Press is seeing expansion. As announced via a press release provided to Comic Book Club News by the publisher, they made two key hires last week and one promotion. First up, previously from Vault Comics, Daniel Crary joins Oni Press as the company's incoming Director of Marketing and Communications. Next, Matt Dreyer joins as editor, previously from Dark Horse, and will assist EIC Sarah Hahn in spearheading the new EC line of comics. And on the promotions front, Katie Sands, formerly director of marketing for Oni and Lionforge, will now be director of sales Book Market. Congrats to all. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. Tomorrow, maybe less business stories? We'll see. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.